We are going on a journey. This is not a journey for what you need to pack, because God has given you everything you need. This is not a journey for which you need a car or a plane or a train, because the beautiful imagination God gave you will take you exactly where you need to go. So, come along on this very special journey, a journey to keep a promise, a journey to give a gift, a journey to follow the steps of an extraordinary king as he walked his last steps along a hot, dusty road, a journey with Jesus.
Imagine, our journey begins late at night. Almost everyone is asleep. And in a quiet garden, we find him. We pass his friends who have fallen asleep and come to kneel beside him. Hush. You can hear the words he speaks in his gentle voice. He is afraid. Reach out and imagine touching him. As he feels your hand, he is no longer afraid. He remembers, with the touch of your small hand, when he created you, and he remembers the promise and the gift. He is going on this journey just for you. He feels stronger now as he stands and waits for the journey to begin.
Station 1. Jesus is condemned. Do you see him? The soldiers have taken him from their peaceful garden, and it is almost morning now. They have brought him here before their leader. The soldiers are so angry. They shout at him, calling him names and telling lies about him. He hears all the hurtful things they say. Touch your ears. As you do, Jesus no longer hears the soldiers' words. All he can hear is the beat of your heart, the heart he gave you. He feels stronger now. He is ready for the next stop on the journey.
The second station, the cross. Morning has come, and the sun is now high in the sky. The ground beneath his bare feet is dry and hot and covered with small rocks and pebbles. The soldiers have given him a heavy wooden cross to carry as he walks along the rough road. Touch your forehead. As you do, Jesus feels the sweat wiped from his eyes. Touch your shoulder. With that touch, Jesus does not feel the weight of his cross. He only feels your gentle hug as he walks along to the next stop on the journey.
Station 3, the first fall. Under the hot sun, he takes step after step, trying to be strong. The big wooden cross feels heavy again, and it's so hard to carry. And with his next step, he stumbles and falls to his knees. Touch your knee. When you do, Jesus does not feel the scrape from the pebbles. Instead, he remembers each time you get down on your knees to pray to him. Your prayers make him stronger, and he can stand back up. He is ready to take the next steps on the journey.
Station 4. Jesus sees Mary. Just up ahead, there is a woman. When he sees her, he stops and looks into her eyes that are so sad. The woman is Mary, his mother. She is crying, and he wants to hug her and tell her it will all be okay. Touch your cheeks. When you do, you wipe away the tears Mary is crying. She looks right at Jesus, and he knows that you helped his mother. He knows that you, the child he created, will be a son or a daughter to Mary, his mother. She will not be alone. And so, knowing your love for his mother, he starts forward on our journey again.
Station 5, Simon helps Jesus. It has been a long walk, and the road begins to slope uphill. The soldiers know that Jesus is tired. There is a man in the crowd of people that have gathered to watch. The soldiers call him over and tell him to help. His name is Simon, and he bravely takes the cross from the shoulders of Jesus, who thanks him. Put your hands together, linking your fingers. Jesus feels your fingers wrapped around his hand. He remembers every time you use your hands to help someone. and feeling stronger, he walks forward to the next stop on our journey.
Station 6. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. The soldiers have given the cross back to Jesus. As the day turns to afternoon, the hot sun has dried the dirt, so that with every step, dust swirls. He is hot and sweaty and dirty. In the crowd, a woman courageously steps from among the people. She walks to Jesus, and lifting the cloth which covers her head, Veronica ever so gently wipes his face. Gently touch your eyes. As the coolness of Veronica's cloth wipes away the sweat and dirt, so too your soft touch clears the dust from his eyes. He thanks Veronica, and on her veil, she is amazed to see a perfect image of his face. He remembers all the times that you look at one another with kindness and love and see him. He can continue on our journey.
Station 7, the second fall. Our journey is almost finished. The dusty road has become rocky and bumpy as it begins to wind and climb the mountainside. Each footstep is harder as he steps over stones and tries to balance the heavy cross on his shoulders. The weight is too much, and as he tries to go around a jagged rock, he stumbles, stretching his arm about before him to catch his fall. Touch your arm. With your touch, Jesus no longer feels the weakness in his arms. Instead, he recalls the times you use your arms to hug family and friends. His arms will always be there to catch us. And knowing this, he feels the strength in your touch and can push himself to stand back up.
Station 8. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. The road stretches on just a little further. There is still a crowd of people watching, some mocking him and making fun of him, but others watching with love and sadness. There is a group of women who come forward. They encourage him and tell him how much he is loved and how brave he is. Touch your mouth. Jesus hears the words of the women, and he also hears when you use kind and loving words instead of mean and angry words. Your loving words pour over him and fill him with joy, even as he walks the narrowing road.
Station 9, the third fall. We only have a few more steps until we reach the end of this road. Slower now, using all of his energy, he pulls the heavy cross up the hill. With all of his might, he lifts his foot to take one more step, but he cannot do it, and he tumbles to the ground. Put your hands on your legs. With your touch, Jesus remembers you are his creation. He has seen you crawl or walk or run with happiness. He sees the days you will dance on those legs before him in his kingdom. As he pictures that, he stands and walks on, knowing each step of our journey brings us closer to that day.
Station 10. Jesus's clothes are taken. The road has brought us to a mountaintop. In the afternoon sky, there are clouds gathering around the warm sun. The soldiers have taken the cross from Jesus, and now they take the cloak that was covering him, leaving him to feel the chill that the clouds are bringing. Wrap your arms around you. Jesus feels the warmth of your embrace. His love for you fills his heart and warms him. This great and wonderful love he has for you prepares him. He is ready.
Station 11. Jesus is nailed to the cross. After the long, tiring walk, Jesus is laid down on the wooden cross he carried. It is time. Use your finger to touch your palm. It is your loving stroke he feels as the nail touches his hand. Your small finger, which he created with his own special marking, your hands so like his who formed you. He sees those hands joined in prayer and helping others and raised up in praise. It is your hand that holds him now, just as he always holds us.
Station 12, Jesus dies. The clouds have now covered the sun, and the afternoon has become dark and stormy. From his place on the cross, Jesus looks at all those around him. He prays for the soldiers who hurt him and the crowd of people who made fun of him. He prays for his friends, and he prays for his mother. Touch your heart. Once again, just as when we began our journey, the sound of your beating heart, the heart that he gave you, whispers in his ears. And with that beautiful sound filling his ears, his love for you overflows as he looks to his Father and says, "It is finished."
Station 13. The body is taken down from the cross. Mary has gathered with the friends of Jesus there at the base of the cross. She stretches out her arms, and his friends lay the earthly body of Jesus in her arms. Cradle your arms. As Mary holds Jesus, she remembers holding him as a baby. Your arms give her strength as she looks upon her son's face. She sees each and every child he's created. She sees you and knows the journey can continue.
Station 14. Jesus is laid in the tomb. It is almost night now. A man named Joseph of Arimathea is helping Mary and his friends lay the body of Christ in an empty tomb. They lovingly wrap him and gently lay him down. Then a large boulder is rolled across the entrance to seal the tomb. Mary and his friends kneel in front of the tomb, and then they pray the prayer that Jesus taught them. Kneel on your knees and pray with them, the Our Father.
Station 15, the Resurrection. 3 days have passed, and the sun is rising on another morning. Two women are coming to the tomb to pray and anoint the body of Christ with special oils. But the stone has been rolled away, and the tomb is empty. Jesus is alive, now and forever. Touch your heart. Feel it beating. It was your heartbeat Jesus heard as he began his journey. It was your heartbeat he heard as he took his last breath on earth. It is your heartbeat that sings to his ears with every breath you take. You are his creation. He took this journey just for you. And as we live and breathe in love, we thank him.